You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was The Mutators. Thank you very much to Duncan for covering my ass today. I'm late. Whatever. I had to go to the bank at a bank appointment this morning, and it took a lot longer than I thought it would. Who knew that talking about loans and bills would take more than half an hour? Whatever. It's over, it's done with, and I'm here, and I'm ready to do the show and play music for you. So that is exactly what I am going to do. If you have any requests or comments, feedback, whatever, death threats, the phone number here is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. I'm going to get to some Alkaline Trio right now because I think they're awesome and I haven't played them in a while. That's more than enough reason for me to play them. If you want to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for this show and many other wonderful shows on this fine radio station through our website, which is www.citr.ca. So without further ado, here's some Alkaline Trio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ah! Yeah.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I'm just going to tell you what I played super quickly. I played a local metal band called Bison Cam. One of the guys that works here would dispute the label metal when placed with Bison, but I'm just going to say they're a local band, a local, I don't know, grunge band? I don't know. If Cam was here, I bet he'd come up with some witty retort, but he is not. Off of their album Quiet Earth, which is out on Metal Blade Records. That song was called Dark Towers. Part of that, I played Choke off of their album. Oh, what is it called? It's one of those stupid long names. Slow Fade or How I Learned to Question Infinity. That song is called Breathing Won't Come Easy. Before that, The Cancer Bats off of Birthing the Giant. That song is called Fire Crack This. And I started off set with Alkaline Trio off of their album Good Morning. That song is called We've Had Enough. Yes. What was I going to say? I don't really remember. Anyways, I'm going to play some Misfits for you right now, and I might play two songs by them because their songs are pretty short and I like the Misfits. I'm jamming with a couple guys right now and we're doing a couple Misfits covers, so I have Misfits on the mind, you could say. I'm also going to let you know that not this week, but next week, I'm going to be giving away tickets for the Bronx, maybe next week. maybe the week after. I don't know. See how I'm feeling. But I do have a pair of tickets to give away, which is awesome. And you guys better call in when I tell you to, so that you can go to the Bronx for free. Or also give them away to myself. Not that I do that. Not that we do that. It's just a joke. Just a joke, guys. You can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And visit our website, citr.ca, to download podcasts and for information about our awesome radio station. And if you, fair listener, are interested in hosting your own radio show, because maybe you are listening to mine going, this is pretty shitty, I could do a better job, you probably could, and you probably should come down, and you should try to get your own show. You don't have to be a student of UBC to be a volunteer or to host your own show here on CITR, so that means any one of you can come down to the station. We're located on the second floor of the Student Union Building at UBC. Come down, hang out, be a volunteer, get your own show, write for Discorder. The opportunities are almost endless, almost. Anyways, I am going to play some Misfits for you right now, and I'm really craving, like, steak or beef or something right now. Just thought I'd let you know. I'm really hungry. This is the Misfits on We All Fall Down. We'll be right back. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Yes, sometimes it would be nice if somebody asked me to dance. So yes. Yes, Joey Ramone. Yes, I would. Anyways, I just played the Ramones. I played off of Rocket to Russia. That song was called Creedon Hop. Prior to that, what did I play? Let me find out for you so I can tell you. Crap, well, I didn't even write it down. So I played Fucked Up. That's what I played off of The Chemistry of Common Life. The song was called Days of Last. And I think I played The Misfits before that. Yes, I did. Off of Walk Among Us. That song was called... I played two songs. I played Devil's Whorehouse and Astro Zombies. But right now, I'm going to tell you about some shows coming up in the near future that I hope you would be interested in. Not a lot has changed since last week. There hasn't really been anything major announced. At least if there has, I haven't caught wind of it. So here we go. Tonight, you can check out Destruction. At the Plaza, I believe it is. They're playing an early show at the Plaza Club tonight. And then on March 30th, the Taste of Chaos Tour is coming to Vancouver. And I'm still trying to decide if I want to go to this or not. It's at the Commodore. And it's probably all ages, I'm guessing. If they don't make Taste of Chaos Tour all ages, I don't know what they're thinking. But I'm not too keen on any of the bands playing except for the Cancer Bats, and I don't know if I want to pay the full ticket price to go just see the Cancer Bats, although they are awesome. I've seen them like 5 times before, but they always put on a great show, so I don't know. I'm still feeling really wishy-washy about that. And then the Bronx are playing a show April 1st at Richards on Richards, and if you didn't hear a while ago, I do have a pair of tickets to give away for that show, and I will be doing that next week, so stay tuned to CITR. Tune into my show next week if you want to win those tickets. The Haunted are also coming to Vancouver. It's going to be an awesome show that is happening April 7th at the Commodore Ballroom. Lamb of God is playing with As I Lay Dying and Children of Bodom the next day, which is April 8th, here at UBC at Thunderbird Arena, which is not Thunderbird Stadium, as I assumed. I thought I heard that they took Thunderbird Stadium and then converted it into an arena, but that is not correct. What they've done is they've built a new arena. They've built an indoor venue close to Thunderbird Stadium. It's not as big as the stadium, and it definitely does not accommodate the same amount of people, but it's brand new. I've only seen it on the outside, and I don't know, it looks like a fair-sized venue for a show such as that. What else is going on? Census Fail are playing the same night, April 8th, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Cannibal Corpse return to Vancouver with Neuraxis, April 10th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And then on April 14th, you have to choose whether you want to go see Fucked Up at the Biltmore or Turbo Negro at the Commodore Ballroom. The next night, April 14th, Raised by Apes are playing with Cambridge at the Bourbon. Carpenter are opening for Gob, who apparently are still around, April 17th at the Biltmore, and then Mastodon are coming to Vancouver. Oh my god, they're playing a show April 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. The Weakerthans are playing with the Constantines May 1st at the Commodore Ballroom, and Pagan Fest is coming to Vancouver, and I have a little list of bands playing Pagan Fest. Pagan Fest is happening May 13th at the Commodore Ballroom, featuring bands such as Primordial, Moon Sorrow, Blackguard, a couple bands that I can't pronounce, Swashbuckle, Tyr, T-Y-R, the band that spells their name with runes. So awesome. And there are rumors that maybe Fintroll will be playing, but those are just rumors, so we'll see about that. Regardless, that will probably be an awesome folk metal show. King Khan and the Shrines are also coming back to Vancouver. That is happening May 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom. And the last time they were here, which was in August, I do believe, the show sold out, and it was crazy. It was off the hook, as some people say. And so if you're interested in going to that show, I would recommend picking up your tickets now because it'll probably sell out again. Rancid and Rise Against are coming to Vancouver. They're playing June 4th at the Pacific Coliseum. And what else? Oh, and Taking Back Sunday is coming to Vancouver. I'm not a huge fan, but my sister is, so maybe she's listening. Maybe she's excited. Maybe you're excited. They're playing May 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. And way down the road, Reverend Horton Heat are playing with the Necromantics July 12th at the Commodore Ballroom. There you go. a whole bunch of show listings just for you. A whole world of options to choose from, fair listener. Okay, what am I talking about? Anyways, I am going to get to some new music right now. I noticed I've been playing a lot of classic albums, a lot of old music, but you know what? I don't mind. I don't know if you mind or not. Give me a call if you have any constructive criticism. I'm going to play some brand new Black Lips for you right now off of their album. What is it called? It's called 200 Million Thousand. This is some brand new Black Lips on CITR. Alright, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. You guys are awesome. I just played The Descendants off of Milo Goes to College. That song was called Hope. And before that, Black Lips off of 200 Million Thousand. That song was called Drugs. As always, you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and visit our website, citr.ca, for podcast information, the schedule and shit, and links to Discorder. I'm really hungry right now. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, but Robin is not here because he is being beaten into submission by school and homework, so his show is pre-recorded today, and then later on at 3:30, we have, I don't remember her name, the French Connection show, that's what it is, hosted by Mariev, I believe her name is, so stay tuned to CITR all day and every day, because we love you, and you love us. Isn't that how it works? Not too sure. I'm going to leave you off now with some Bronx off their self-titled album. If you wanted to win tickets to their show, they're playing April 1st here in Vancouver. Stay tuned next Thursday because I'll be giving away a pair of tickets for free to that show. So if you like what you hear, stay tuned next week or all the time. Doesn't even matter. That's it. I'm done. This is the Bronx. Stay tuned for the Inkstead Show.
I'm not afraid to die. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times. Tapes, tapes, tapes.